Feelings are there even in the plants, animals. human beings, the feelings are there. But those feelings are infected. They are defective. In many ways. So all living entities, conscious entities, they act and react with some sense. That is why we say sensible. Wherever the senses are, there is some sensitivity. But there are different grades and degrees and levels. So put it briefly, we say tamasic, rajasic and sattvic. So this is the normal range of feelings and emotions in the material world, no matter what epic it may be. It may be Iliad, it may be Shakespeare, it may be anybody. Umar Khayyam, you heard the name Umar Khayyam. So in all culture there are kavis, poets, Kalidas, considered very powerfully presenting the emotions, very powerfully presenting the emotions. All that may be something we can admire. But they are not Sachidananda. While those things gives you knowledge, and you may also have experience, they don't last. Because it is misplaced. So as I was telling in my last class, Krishna is Rasaraj, Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He is the reservoir of pleasure. He is the origin. Ultimate. So right now, we may not have the opportunity or the possibility of entering into that Sachidananda feelings, emotions, sentiments. We may not have that opportunity. But Prabhupada is trying to tell us that is the genuine, bona fide, everlasting. So because we want some quick gratification, we find it in the three modes. But the original takes time, original takes discipline, the original takes submissiveness, sadhana, and stamina. Bhavuk is easy. It is not that comedy is not there in the spiritual world, but we get plenty of cheap comedy in this world. Roland Hardy, Charlie Chaplin. In your own circle, you know some comedians. So similarly, there are also many tragic stories. The movies are full of it. So they are catering to ordinary people's ordinary satisfaction. That is why even within Varnashram Dharma, the ultimate goal is not fulfilled. If it is not performed for the pleasure of the Lord. So we have Grastha Ashrama. We may have exchanges based on emotions, sentiments and feelings. But they may not satisfy. Because they are not sterilized. Prabhupada uses the word. Our emotions, feelings and sentiments, they are not sterilized. Sterilization, you know. Free from virus and free from... So our feelings are not sterilized. Medical people will understand this. Right? You understand sterilized? So what is the virus in it? The virus is the three modes. Aham mameti. It's complicated because we are accustomed to seeing ourselves as the center of all the activities in our concerns. iPhone, iPad, my city, my account number. Nowadays it's a very advertisement thing. Well, if you open an account with our bank, you can have an account number of your choice. My account number. You know, people pay lakhs of rupees to get a particular number on their car. So that's the material world. Profit, adoration, distinction. With me in the center. Society, friendship and love with me in the center. Name, fame, adoration with me in the center. That doesn't work in the spiritual sphere. So we are frustrated here and when we try to enter into the spiritual thing, we are frustrated there. Because that is not going to come cheap. You press a button and you got Sachidananda. No. You don't press a button and get Sachidananda. Clearly. Don't get it like that. Therefore, there is so much of washing to be done. How nice that Prahlad Mala did not have to undergo disciples course. Is it not nice? Of course he is missing all the skits. So Rasayana means spiritual chemistry. So this is Bhautika Rasayana. Because Krishna is present everywhere, even the material elements have their rasa. The chemical reaction in the material world is not happening because of a chemical formula. It is happening because Krishna's ras cannot be missing in his creation. Sense and sense objects, how nicely they are tuned in, how finely they are tuned in. There are so many insects and birds. And for their bodily design, Krishna has created places for them to go and eat and drink. The material world has been designed not just for you. The material world has been designed for various living entities. All of them find their sense objectives fulfilled. So Krishna is trying to fulfill our desires even without having Krishna in the center. He is trying to help us to fulfill all our desires. Can you follow? Without Krishna, aham ameti, Krishna has created a situation in which you can enjoy with your unique bodily nature or body, mind and ego. All creatures find their sense pleasure, but not without inebrieties. Prabhupada uses the word inebrieties. What is inebrieties? Dosha. Defects. Actually, we are so insignificant. One living entity is so insignificant. Should Krishna keep track of the living entity or not? Should he bother to do that? And yet Krishna bothers to keep track of every single living entity and its desires. And he has created this material world for their experience, enjoyment. But the goal is different. The goal is to come to the source of all the happiness, all the rasa, eternally. But because we are tiny, limited creature, and Krishna is supreme whole, all forms of incompleteness are experienced due to incomplete understanding of the complete whole. Proper statement in his own question. All forms of incompleteness are experienced. All forms of are experienced due to our incomplete understanding of the complete whole. So that's ultimate supreme enjoyment of Krishna, neither we can compete nor we can imitate. We cannot compete with Krishna and have that. We cannot imitate and have that. What is the other choice? You have to assist Krishna. You have to. But that we don't want to do. We don't want to assist Krishna. We say it doesn't matter if it is not Sachidananda. If it is not me, the center of enjoyment, I will remain in the three modes and enjoy for myself. I will not join Krishna and have the experience of Sachidananda. We can't do it. Can you find a way to have another sun up in the sky? Can you imitate that? Can you compete with that? Is it possible to have another sun up in the sky? Can it happen by any amount of scientific in future? Can it happen in future? You have another sun shining. Did it happen? No. So, it will take a lot of thinking, a lot of understanding, and probably a lot of Vaishnava seva to get out of the trap of the scientist. The scientist. Right now they are glorified. They are the heroes. To come out of the trap, it's not easy. Only when Prabhupada explains, they cannot help you to overcome birth, old age, disease and death. When they produce, they have produced all kinds of bombs, all kinds, probably more than 84 lakh species of bombs, all kinds of bombs they have done. Bunker bombs, this bomb, that bomb. So Prabhupada said, what is the use of such scientific discovery? People are already dying. And you are making them die in the mass. What is the use of such scientific discovery? So Prabhupada calls polished animals civilization. What? Polished animal civilization. It's same thing. Eating, sleeping, waiting and defending. So it's an opening to enter into Krishna consciousness and start accepting there is another way of eating, sleeping, waiting and defending. Then there is even better how to minimize these things and almost make it zero. Because this is made of three modes. Unless we get out of the three modes, asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityoma amratgamaya, that sachidananda is impossible. Nobody is stopping you from going there except your own lack of understanding, your own willingness, your own determination. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he got the curse, he will die in 7 days. And he came and sat to hear Bhagavatam. He said, I am already surrendered to Krishna. Why do I have to wait for one more week to go to him? He thought this one more week is an obstacle. He was ready to go right away. He said, I'm already surrendered. So. What is the feeling of a devotee? King Parikshit affords a good example of bhava. When sitting on the banks of Ganges waiting to meet his death, he said, all the brahmanas are present here, as well as Mother Ganges, should know that I am a soul completely surrendered to Krishna. I do not mind if I am immediately bitten by the snake sent by the brahmana boy's curse. Let the snake bite me as it likes. I shall be pleased if all of you present here will go on chanting the message of Krishna. Such a devotee is always anxious to see that his time is not wasted in anything which is not connected with Krishna. Consequently, he does not let the benefits derived from fruitive activity, yogic meditation or cultivation of knowledge. His attachment is to discourses which are favorably related to Krishna. Such pure devotees of Lord always pray to the Supreme Lord with tears in their eyes. Their minds are always engaged with recollecting the activities of the Lord. Their bodies are always engaged in offering obeisances. In this way they are satisfied. Every devotee who is acting in devotional service dedicates his life and body for the purpose of the Lord. there is, I'm not able to recollect the exact expression, Ashta Vikara Bhava, something like that is there. Huh? Ashta Satvika. Where is it? Is it in place? Can somebody take a couple of minutes and find out? What? Ashta Satvika. Lord Chaitanya exhibited that, right? Where is it there in place? Anyway, I'll just read one thing and give the book to you, then I will carry on. So, like here, Prahlad Maharaj is feeling that he was shedding tears, and separation, feels the pangs of separation. He could see where the Lord is. So, tears constantly flowing from his half closed eyes. So, like that, there are a couple more here. Prabhu will find out the rest. Anubhava occurs when feelings and emotions within oneself are exhibited. In the attitude of Anubhava, one dances and sometimes falls down, sometimes sings loudly, shows convulsions, yawns, and sometimes breathes very heavily, all without concern for circumstances. So, we'll speak a little bit more on this and then we'll see whether they can find it. So when Lord Chaitanya was in Jainapuri, he went to Alanath for darshan. So there, because he could not have darshan of Lord Jagannath, it was closed because Lord Jagannath was kept on keeping well, so darshan was closed. So he ran there. And then there, he offered obeisances. Which deity was that? That is the name of the Lord. So he offered obeisances there. On a block of stone, he paid obeisances. And because of the intensity of his ecstasy, there was an impression on the stone. No science can explain this. There was an impression on the stone. Such things happen. So in chemistry, we say something is wonderful. In modern science, people consider many things as wonderful. Nanoscience, nanotechnology. So this kind of things are there. And it is said, his elbow joints and knee joints out of ecstasy will separate. The joint will separate and the bone from here, it is joined here. This will separate and it will be just hanging by the support of the skin. Just with the support of the skin, it will be just hanging without a joint. Like that, the leg. Normally we would call it some kind of disease. And it is said, during the Rath Yatra, the tears were not just coming over the cheek, the tears were like shooting, like from the syringe. That would be interesting. Shooting out of the eyes. The other people will get wet. And he was in 7 different groups with the Kirtan. And the Jagannath Rath will not move. So many things will be tried with the elephants and, you know, pavons and so many things. The Rath will not move. The Lord will just come behind the Rath. He won't even put his hands on the Rath. He will just put his forehead on the Rath. Sometimes in Bhagavatam, we feel ecstasy with half closed eyes. That is another ecstasy. But if we have eyes fully open, you get more ecstasy. long way to go, bahunam janma namante. We have hardly started the journey. We should take a disciples course, and after a couple of years we should take disciples disciple course. And then the disciples, disciples, disciples go. So it is nothing to show some unbelief or show some theek hai. No, it's different from your Bollywood. It's different from your Bollywood. This is Vrindavan. Yeah, good, thank you. This is what I was looking for. Page 207. And if I picked up this TLC, teaching in Lord Chaitanya, I was really amazed. I said, am I going to believe in all these things? So the problem is you want to assess everything by your measurement. What you think is possible, what you think is not possible. It doesn't work. Even in ordinary material science, it doesn't work that way. What problems you cannot solve in material sphere, somebody else may solve it. In the material life also, other people can solve the problems which you cannot solve. It's true. So like that in spiritual also, if you don't think something is possible, then it may not be possible for you, but it's possible for somebody. Lord Chaitanya explained, okay, let's read this, interesting. The transcendental ecstatic attachment for Krishna which results from perfectly understanding that Krishna's person and name or identical is called Bhava, Namachintamani. Pretty important. Krishna's person and name or identical is called Bhava. One who has attained Bhava is certainly not contaminated by material nature. He actually enjoys transcendental pleasures from Bhava, and when Bhava is intensified, it is called love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya, this expression love of Godhead is unique to Prabhupada. It's very unique. Lord Chaitanya told Prakash Ananda Saraswati that the holy name of Krishna called the Mahamantra, great chanting, enables anyone who chants it to attain the stage of love of Godhead or intensified power. Such love of Godhead is the ultimate human necessity. For when one compares it with other necessities, namely religion, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, these other so-called necessities seem most insignificant. See whether you can digest that one. When one is absorbed in temporary designated existence, this is what I was telling you, not Sachidananda, infected, defective, designated existence, he hankers after sense gratification and liberation. Bhogatya. However, love of Godhead is the eternal nature of the soul. It is unchangeable, beginningless and endless. Therefore, temporary sense gratification or desire for liberation cannot compare with the transcendental nature of love of God. Love of God is the fifth dimension in human endeavor. Compared to the ocean of love of transcendental pleasure, the conception of impersonal Brahman is no more significant than a drop of water. Lord Chaitanya next explained that his spiritual master had confirmed the validity of his ecstasy, which resulted from his chanting the holy name of God, and also confirmed that the essence of all Vedic literature is the attainment of love of God. Actually, Lord Chaitanya went mad after receiving the Mahamantra. He asked, what mantra have you given me? It has made me mad. Then Vishnupuri is very happy. He says, very good. But go on. That is the nature of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master had said that the Lord was fortunate enough to have attained the love of God. By attaining such transcendental love, one's heart becomes very anxious to attain direct contact with the Lord. Feeling such transcendental sentiment, one sometimes laughs and sometimes cries, sings, dances like a madman, and sometimes traverses hither and thither. In this way, there are various ecstatic symptoms evinced. Crying, changing bodily color, madness, bereavement, silence, pride, ecstasy, and gentleness. It will take a long time to even to understand what is being explained, how these things are experienced. Crying, changing bodily color, madness, bereavement, silence, pride, ecstasy, gentleness. Frequently, the person in love with God dances, and such dancing places him in the ocean of nectar of love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said that his spiritual master told him, it is very good that you have attained such a perfectional stage of love of God. Because of your attainment, I am very much obliged to you. The father becomes more enlightened when he sees his son advance beyond himself. Similarly, the spiritual master takes more pleasure in seeing his disciple advance than in advancing himself. Thus, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master blessed him, telling him to dance, sing, propagate the Sankirtana movement, and by instructing people about Krishna, try to deliver them from their sins. So, actual preaching is done. Actual preaching is done as one makes progress.
But what does it mean?
To make progress. Because you make progress by preaching. It works both ways. When you have progress, you preach. And when you preach, you make progress. Therefore, Prabhupada sent everybody immediately with a book bag. Immediately said, Nagar Kirtan. Don't wait. Start. As is, where is. It is not that you improve yourself and then come. Like if you want to get a job in the material world, you have to have qualifications, you have to have this degree, you have to have that degree, you have to. Right? But in Krishna consciousness, it's not like that. You can start wherever you want. You don't have to wait and improve your economic status or knowledge or. No. Start as is, where is, where you always start. So Prabhupada never bothered about people getting PhDs and becoming a multimillionaire and then helping the society. He said, Krishna is already, he has got multi Lakshmis. He doesn't need your money. And he doesn't need your knowledge. He said, join the movement right away. So in those days, we used to have an expression. If you show up in the temple more than two times, if you happen to come to the temple the third time, they will shave you up. I think they should follow that policy in Punjab. If anybody comes to Mangala, I think the third day, they should be shaved up. what they did in those days. They tried to do it to me. Boy, were they enthusiastic in those days. Those devotees, they were hawks, going to the prey. They were really over enthusiastic, I must say. But because of them, the movement has spread today. They had the drive. They didn't have a second thought. Even women. Nowadays also there is a lot of preaching going on, no doubt. But they had such a... I used to feel so upset. Don't think we don't know anything about Krishna. I used to think like that. But the fact is I don't. Because if I know about Krishna, I'll be in ecstasy. According to Lord Chaitanya's example, it's like that. If somebody actually knows Krishna, what is he going to wait for? What is there for him to achieve? Further. If somebody knows Krishna, what is there for him to achieve further? It's a little bit of an overdose to say all those things. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, you don't find too much Krishna praying. You don't find prescribed duty. What? Because Krishna knows. So Lord Krishna left all these fireworks to Lord Chaitanya. You understand fireworks? He left it for Lord Chaitanya. It's difficult to understand how after advent of Lord Chaitanya, India could still be sleeping. After the advent of Lord Chaitanya, how the whole country can be in the sleeping mode? Unbelievable. If such is the power of holy name, when the Lord Chaitanya went all around the country, still the country was in the mode of sleep. It seems that Prabhupada was giving a class, Bhagavatam class. And he said, this movement is going on by the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada just came, and before that, devotees were on a marathon to open this temple. They are busy with so many things, they are working very hard. So, during the Bhagavatam class only, they had some rest. So, Prabhupada said, this movement is going on only by the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And then he looked around the room. People with dandas, without dandas, women, brahmacharis, everybody was. So when he said this movement is going on by the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and then he looked and said, that is a fact, he said. What he was trying to say is, in spite of though we think we are working and doing this like that, what he meant to say is that we actually do not know. Prahlad Maharaj was like a child, but in Krishna consciousness. But we are also like a child, not knowing Krishna consciousness. We are also sleeping. So Prahlad Maharaj, as a child, he was in Krishna conscious childhood. He did not know that Lord was caring for him. Just like ordinary child does not know the mother is caring for him. So why we are talking so much about these things is, there is another state of existence. To get to there, we have to go through so many things here. Like you want to fly, Delhi to Bombay. But in sometimes you have to be in the airport an hour and 45 minutes before. It was a crowded day, it was a long line, and they closed the counter 45 minutes before the flight. You have to be there an hour and 45 minutes before. That means you have to travel from your place another hour before. That means 2 hours and 45 minutes. And your flight is maybe 1.5 hours. Whereas you are preferring for 2.5 hours to get to the plane, and your flight is just 1.5 hours. Like that, actually going back home, back to Godhead may not that long, may not take that long, but to start the process takes so long. Actual flight may not take that long. Once you sit in the plane. But to get to the seat, it takes longer time than to fly. Therefore, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanam. Therefore, we should not think that it is such a difficult thing. The difficult thing is to get to the airport and find your seat. After that, we go. So if you make up your mind to become Krishna conscious and you work through the difficulties to come to that point where you can become Krishna conscious, that is the actual struggle. After that, there is not much struggle. As long as some unwillingness, some hesitation, some doubt, some confusion, some other thing is attracting you, then you cannot wholeheartedly get into this. Again, one more point. According to Prabhupada, this is very noxious. Noxious means it is like fumes, you know, some poisonous fumes. So Prabhupada, this process of birth, old age, disease and death, Prabhupada finds it not only noxious but obnoxious. Prabhupada cannot. He cannot accept that a jiva should go again and again into the process of birth, old age, disease and death. That he cannot accept. He cannot accept that. He said, why? It's suffering. Only because you have thick skin, you don't understand. You think it's okay. But Prabhupada is too sensitive. It's torture. Bajibo bulya aise sansara mitore bulya royale tumhe abhivyaga. So we are seeing that Prahlad Maharaj is in ecstasy. Somehow he is fully into Krishna consciousness. But for us it's a struggle to even to get to understand that such a thing is possible. And material world is full of inabilities. For one pleasure of driving a car, there are hundreds and millions of people getting the petrol with most dangerous job, making the roads. How many workers have to work on the road to make that road 1 kilometer? How many people have put the tar and the sun and break the rocks and put it there. Right? And then how many petrol stations? What for? Waste of human energy. Just because you want to drive 5 kilometers from your home to your office, how many people are involved? Millions of people are involved and producing the car. And then you become one of those millions, either producing the car or, you know, making the road or producing the petrol. It works in the reverse. And everybody suffers. Whereas Krishna consciousness works forward, everybody enjoys. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted an alternative society, Krishna conscious society, where everybody enjoys. The material world, everybody thinks he is master and enjoying, which is not true. In the spiritual world, everybody thinks I am a servant and suffering, which is not true. In the material world, everybody thinks I am a master and I am enjoying. That is the idea of impetus for the material life, which is not true. In the spiritual world, everybody thinks I am a servant and I am suffering, which is not true. Superficially, it is true that you are getting up early. Every day, I tell Krishna, okay, I am coming to Mangalarti today, but I am not coming tomorrow. Every day I tell, all right, I am coming, but not coming tomorrow. But I feel I am suffering. Because the three modes are so powerful, they already imprisoned us. We are shackled. The senses and sense objects fully operated by the three modes. We cannot do anything without the three modes. Our senses and our activities cannot function without the power of the three modes. Whereas the bhava is, everything operates out of love and the pleasure of serving Krishna. The many things in this book about Krishna, astounded. Some 64 qualities of Krishna are described, and Radharani has 25 qualities. I cannot read that, it's already 95. You can read it yourself. So many things are described about Krishna, how wonderful he is, how wonderful he is, how wonderful. Everything about Krishna is how wonderful. 64 things are described, and Radharani has 25. But guess who is controlling who? Radharani is controlling Krishna. But there are 64 things about Krishna, and there are 25 things about Radharani, and she is controlling Krishna. And Radharani cannot understand why she loves Krishna. Krishna, because I am seeing you, my love is awakened. Because I am seeing you. She thinks like that. But it is not just seeing for the first time. But they always feel, Radha and Krishna, they always feel they are seeing each other for the first time. That is how they feel. Radha and Krishna feel they see each other for the first time. Ever fresh youth. Kishore? Nava Kishore. What? Of course, these are all way beyond us. But what we should know, we are missing out on a lot of stuff. We are missing out on it, which is not within the experience of this world. So somewhere if you can get a clue Something must be real about Krishna consciousness. It can't be totally bogus. Krishna consciousness can't be totally. It can't be totally a hoax. Something must be true in it. What? And then you catch on to that. Then you work on it. At least prasada must be true, if nothing else. Couldn't be both. So you work on from that level, slowly you work on, slowly till you get a full understanding of it. On the other side, you can see how material world is a failure. Whenever I have a problem with Krishna consciousness, I look at the material world. Oh, I see, oh, what? It's a failure. Then turn back. If you don't want to get up at 4:30 in the morning for Mangala, you are doing your office at 8:30, right? Same thing. 4 hours later, you are in a traffic jam. At least for Mangala, you are only in a mind jam, mental jam. You are only in a mental jam. Whereas there is a traffic jam. You can't do anything. But in the mental jam, you can. You know, it's like if you are fighting with somebody and if you fall down, you will remain there only? No. Somehow you will try to get up and fight back, isn't it? Not that there's the end of it. Because you still feel that some feeling is there, you still want to get up and do something. So you are knocked down, you are lying in the bed at 4:30. What do you do? I mean, not 4:30, that's too late. 3:30. 4:30 means you are knocked out. What? You are not knocked down, you are knocked out. So 3:30, you jump up and fight back. Like that, you have to continuously struggle. Because you have been on the wrong path continuously for millenniums. So this struggle for some time is not too much compared to what you have done before. You have been on the wrong path for eons and eons and eons. So being in the Brahmacharya Ashram for 10-15 years is no big deal. Or at home. It is a struggle, but it's a short struggle. So therefore, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra and Vaishnava Association and so many things, they are there to give you that enthusiasm, that faith. Not that I feel like Prahlad. No, I don't feel like Prahlad. Yeh sansare bahu dushtare. Alternative is no good. Harantum samsaram drutataram asaram. Drutataram asaram. Zero sum game. What? It's a zero sum game. No matter how you count. Whereas Krishna consciousness is Svarupamapasya Dharmasya Trayate Murtopayami. There's no loss or diminution in this interval. It keeps on adding forever. Without your knowledge. So Prabhupada has worked so hard to establish this society. We don't have to work that much hard as Prabhupada did. We just have to push it along a little bit. Already the rat is moving, you just have to pull it a bit more. It's already, the inertia is over. It's already in the momentum. Pull it along more. So Prabhupada broke the inertia and he started the movement. This is a unique achievement. International society is letting you. If you have to start it, just imagine what you have to go through. What do you have to go through? So we should encourage, enthuse, help, assist. You know, sometimes the mother, when she wants to get the child to wake up and go to school, she comes and, you know, she coos over the child. You know, she coaxes the child. She doesn't talk about going to the school. She talks about so many other things. You know, so many things she tells the child. The child in a stupor. Then she gives some life to the child. Of course, when the child is 8 years old, it's a different story. Children going to school in a big colony. It is like people gathering for Rath Yatra. So many raths are coming. It's a big festival. I've seen in so many big colonies, big, you know. The new gated communities are there. Strawberry, daffodil, you know, apple chutney, so many schools. What? So many schools with so many names. And so many children are. It looks like it's utsava to send the children to the school. It looks like utsava. What a struggle. I think it is far better to get up and come to Mangala Aarti than to get your child ready to go to school. You have to manage the breakfast, you have to take care of it, and your husband, you do this, and then the bus is coming. And then there are so many other mothers with their kids. Your child has to be properly dressed, and you know, you have to have everything like that. What competition. Even just to keep up with your neighbors. So much of it. Then coming to Mangala Aarti. Even if you have your Tilak Ram, who cares? Just we can't survive unless we help each other, encourage each other, assist each other. You must be like the mother for the child, you must be treating if the devotee finds he has some problem getting up to like that. You have to give her nice words of encouragement. You have to help her. Not that we are impersonal. You help her. That is how you become a shikshak. By helping others, you become a shikshak. Then they become sold out. They'll do whatever you say. After a few years of that, they just do whatever you say. So it is not a materialistic endeavor. It's an endeavor to please Prabhupada and spiritual master and Krishna. And they are very happy that the story of Prachetas is the standing example of how devotees should cooperate as brothers, helping each other. Standing example. So don't think you can do it on your own. You can't. That is a material idea. I can do it on my own. In spiritual world, people have to help you, you have to help others. And Prabhupada wants us to do that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Kartashmi Bhagavad Gita. Allah Maharaj Gita.